Hi, lovies. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, also known as Mystical Charms. And we are going to talk about what simmer pots are and the magic of simmer pots. Okay, for those of you who might not know, simmer pots are when you boil water and you add like herbs and fruits, vegetables, or oils, or whatever it is, you know, whatever your intention is for the space. They're usually burned in the home to cleanse of negative energy or bring in abundance, or sometimes they're burned outside to really protect the area of the home or the space. It could be your office or your business. The history of simmer pots date back to the times when the hearth was the center of the home, times when humans lived with the land, the sky, and four elements. Plants, herbs, and spices were relied upon for not only nourishment, but medicine for the body, mind, and spirit. The simmer pot would rest at the hearth, warming through the day and filling the home with the sacred essence of your natural surroundings, depending on, you know, the season of the year. You can put together a simmer pot at any time you feel inspired, but they are most likely utilized for specific purposes. This can be a new or full moon, one of the eight sabbats, or to set a specific intention such as protection or healing, and like I said before, abundance. It is also a perfect smoke-free option if you are sensitive to incense and candles, and you can compost what's left. And that's a perfect substitute for sage and incense, especially if you have pets and you do not want to expose them, you know, or babies, you do not want to expose them to actual, like, harmful smokes. The most traditional simmer pots are assembled to support an intention, such as abundance, cleansing, protection, love, or healing. The different types of elements that are used is fire, purifying, igniting, cleansing. You know, it is passionate. Air is an intellectual thought, ideas. It is expansive. Water, emotions, creativity, imagination. It is, you know, permeating. And earth is grounding, secure, stable, and that is supportive energy. Some spiritualists use simmer pots as a form of meditation, also to unlock creativity. And most of the times, these simmer pots can be very random. You could just want to become inspired or be led by your intuition, and whatever herbs or things that you were drawn to have a lot to do with your direction at that time or that time in your life. And also to break, you know, creative blockages. It is also good to improve memory, because in the midst of creating a simmer pot and you're being drawn to certain herbs, you then are going to be drawn to certain ideas, and the next thing you know, wake up a core memory that you were meant to remember, or something that you just couldn't seem to remember will come back to you during these times. It's getting everything moving, you know, it's getting your mind moving, your intentions moving, your physical body moving, and also the water and the herbs working together. So what would you put in a basic, you know, how would you put together a basic simmer pot? So what you just do is choose a large pot or cauldron and fill it with water. And I would say about almost full, like two-thirds of the way. Based on the intention, choose the things that imply the intention. If you want protection, stuff like rosemary, you know, pine, you know, if you can get like maybe ground sage, or if you can get basil or bay leaves for protection, and then mint for abundance and wealth. But it's really whatever calls to you. Then you're gonna bring all of those things to a pretty much a slow boil, okay? Because you know you want this to work over time, and also the slower, you know, the better for you to concentrate, or at least make your intentions rise. You don't want to do anything too quickly. You don't want to ever be obsessive, because that water is holding that energy. Also, sometimes you can just let the water boil and then add your ingredients as the heat rises. There really is no wrong or right way to do it. this works well in very like small to medium spaces, because then the smell of all the herbs and spices and plants that you put in there are going to fill that home or that area or that space. Oftentimes, if you do have a very large dwelling, it could be your home, it could be your business, it is not uncommon for the simmer pot to move about that large space. Now, mind you, always put a simmer pot on a, you know, like hot, heat safe surface. Okay, so don't just be putting it on things that are going to melt or it's going to get destroyed. But it is common for it to be moved about the house. Now, even though it might not be boiling or simmering the entire time, you can always return it to, you know, the fire or, you know, your stove burner. Get it to reheat again, and then have it spend some time in a particular spot in the house that or space that it might not get to on its own from your stove. Because when you live in large homes, it is very common to move it about. However, if you live in a smaller space, just make sure all your doors and windows are closed to hold in that energy. And then eventually you will open your doors and windows to fill the other rooms and also let the intention out into the universe by opening the windows. You may also be wondering, what kind of herbs would I put in a simmer pot? Well, any herbs that are non-poisonous, obviously, right? And that are mostly, you know, that have a very good aroma, which all fresh herbs do, and even canned and bottled herbs. But the most common would be orange slices, cinnamon or cinnamon sticks, clove, whole clove, rosemary, star anise, juniper or even juniper berries, bay leaves, lavender, chamomile, okay, mint. Mint does smell very good in a simmer pot. Lime, thyme, sage, you know, lemon, roses, you know, calendula, and even catnip. You know, really can add anything. And in fact, if you are a very deep, very seasoned spiritualist, you would even throw tobacco in there, because the smell of tobacco in any type of conjuring or any type of intention not only speeds it up, but also is like an offering to the highest of highest, you know, spirit guides and ancestors. And also, you know, if you want to put something in there as an offering to your spirit guides or ancestors, such as flowers that you might have found on a walk or flowers that resonate with a past loved one. You can even charge a simmer pot. You can pray over it. You can speak to it, speak your intentions. You can also, you know, just go into deep meditation, dancing, cleaning, just filling the simmer pot with the energy that you want it to hold. And when it comes to discarding the water and the flowers and herbs and things like that, you know, usually it will be discarded like around the home. Okay, that way, you know, all that energy of love and, you know, confidence or abundance, you know, stays within the home. Or if you don't have like a backyard or perimeter, you can dry the herbs, right, separately, and keep the water, and like, you know, mop with the water or sprinkle the herbs in all four corners of the home. Even if you live in an apartment, you can sprinkle them, because by that time they're drained of all the things that would have, like, you know, pests be attracted to them. All that sugary stuff would be gone. It wouldn't be like an attractant anymore. Now it's just like, it's kind of like just regular dirt at that point, but the energy is still on it, still very, very potent. And the water as well. You know, clean your magical tools with it. You know, just take the water with you in certain places where you need abundance or protection or whichever, or take the herbs together. There's so much you can do after, you know, for the remnants of a simmer pot. It's almost exactly the same as when you discard candles at a crossroad and let the universe handle it from there. So don't ever feel like there's a wrong or right way to do it. It's really how it ever resonates with you. But simmer pots are a really good undercover way of practicing magic, especially if you have very, you know, skeptical people around you that, you know, make your practice, you know, makes them feel uncomfortable. This is a way to kind of like do like a little sneaky link with it. Just as you pray over your food and you put intentions into your food, like I've talked about in the magic series, The same thing goes for the simmer pot. Always try to put in as much of the energy that you're hoping to get out of a simmer pot. Sometimes you can just have a simmer pot just for the smell, just for the sake of doing it, and that is okay too. Don't ever feel like you're obligated to do something because then you feel like you don't know what you're doing and then you're doubting yourself. And now it's chaotic energy, right? So I hope you guys enjoyed this talk about simmer pots. Again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, also known as Mystical Charms. And I will see you in the next episode when we talk about something else very random. All right, my lovies. Talk to you later.